This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long, Cullen Steele, all in studio. We have Mike Haas, Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak at the Saints facilities. And sometimes news comes suddenly, unexpectedly, and it happened this morning, mid-morning, when Derek Carr and the Saints officially announced his retirement from the National Football League due to a shoulder injury. And for professional athletes, you never know when it comes to an end. And so Derek, after 11 years, announced his retirement from the National Football League. And when they drafted Tyler Shuck in round two, I made the comment, hey, this is Kellen Moore's really first major decision as a head coach. And we're going to see him a lot sooner than later. Well, it's going to be much sooner. I know they'll talk about the competition with Spencer Rattler and everything, but that's why you picked a guy with the 40th overall pick. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line, we have on with us the voice of the New Orleans Saints, Mike Haas. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And again, things happen fast. You were in the news world for a long time, but the same thing applies to sports. You never know when something breaks. If you and I were talking about a story today, my first thought would have been, man, what a great game. I stayed up till 1:30 last night to watch LSU defeat Arkansas in extra innings. But bang, the Derek Carr story hits mid-morning.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. A lot of time in news, but here's what I'll tell you. I've told Steve Geller that this morning, that when your phone blows up at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, it is never a bank calling to say, we made a mistake and we put $25,000 in your account. It's never that. Never. I kind of agree with you, and we talked about this at the draft. I post April 11th and the news from Derek Carr, and then how the information rolled out at the owners' meetings pre-draft. David Carr, Derek Carr at church. If you put all that together, and I said he's never, injury or not, he's not taking another snap with the Saints. I did not think he would come back and be this quarterback. And I think if you even took the injury out of it, if he comes back, he's going to be, he is one throw away every game from the crowd, just who's already all over him. And I'm like, you put all that together and, you know, retirement, quite frankly, immensely beneficial to the Saints financially, probably makes the right call. I mean, if you just told us on April 11th he has a labral tear in his shoulder and degenerative rotator cuff, we just said, oh, okay, well, that changes the whole story. And I know you're going to talk to a shoulder doctor at 12:30, but I mean, you know, not, it's been this vacuum. We've lived in kind of a vacuum. They kind of like, he's kind of our guy, he's not kind of our guy. And you're right, Chuck, with the 40th pick overall, And they had, if they'd have wanted somebody else other than Cam Ward, they had the draft capital this year to move around and get who they wanted. So I feel like they got who they wanted. And at 26, when the season begins, you know, he's been in three different systems already. You can make an argument to roll it out there and say, go get him. Or, and I know this is going to be great sports talk information for the next weeks. This team has money now. This team has money to go, hey, is there a quarterback out there, veteran, that maybe we could go after Aaron Rodgers-ish, you know? Mm. I mean, it's the whole thing, the whole landscape changes abruptly with the retirement. Let's say Derek Carr decides not to have the surgery. And he goes, all right, I'm going to play through this. Goes to camp, you know, we go past June 1, but then, you know, he goes, I can't do it. I just can't. It's too much to overcome for the shoulder. And, well, the Saints are out $40 million this year and $69 on the hook for next year. So the retirement, the way it's happened, and it'll still probably officially happen post June 1st, but man, it just kind of changes the landscape.
Yeah, Mike, I think one of the things, and we'll get into the financial part of it on the second part with you, I think one of the things it does is this is a really young quarterback room. No matter who they go, they got to bring in a veteran quarterback. Somewhere along the lines here, you can't go into the season with Tyler Shuck, a second-year Spencer Rattler, a third-year Jake Haener. And, you know, Rattler's had some experience, Haener a little bit of experience, but you can't go into the season – not having a guy who has sort of walked down the football aisle before. It does give you some money to go out and maybe get one. I would be a little surprised if they spent a ton of money on a veteran quarterback, knowing you just spent an early second round pick on Tyler Shuck.
I would agree I on both counts. Meaning, so your quarterback pursuit is column A, Joe Flacco-ish, somebody that's a veteran, can come in, been around, win you a couple games. Column B is you spend some money and you go after this 1 year, right? This 1 year where you have a last place schedule, you got some teams that you can beat in a division that's always winnable. So I'm not saying that they'll do it. In fact, I don't think they will. I'm just saying that argument will be column B. But I do agree. They need somebody in there beyond that quarterback room, beyond Spencer and Jake. And I do think, because I feel like you got some money now, how about some more help for Tyler? Wide receiver, tight end, anywhere. There's still some free agents out there that can help this football team.
Yeah, Mike, the other part about having money is to secure the people you want to keep for the future. Because no matter how you deal the cards here, this team is in, if you want to call it a soft rebuild or rebuild, however you want to put it, they are retooling the roster here with a new head coach, a new coaching staff. Now you're going to have a new starting quarterback at the helm. And you do have some age on the defensive side of the football with Tyrann Mathieu, with a DeMario Davis, with a Cam Jordan. Father Time's undefeated because of a reason. He beat everybody. I mean, you know, ain't nobody got in the ring with him yet and won. So I think that not only to maybe acquire a veteran, but if you have a guy like Alante Taylor, a younger player on your roster that you want to keep, this would be the time to do it because now you have money, I think, really, to do both, to help your team with a veteran, but also to secure some of the young talent that you don't want hitting the free agent market in 2026.
Totally agree. And I think that would be, especially with a guy like Alante, who's proven he can play the inside, he can play outside. He's going to take that next step. Don't get to the position where he has the leverage. Right now, you have an opportunity to kind of, you know, call the shots a little bit. And I also think they're going to have to look at some positions of where, you know, it's still early in the 23 class and the 24 class, but those guys beyond round one need to produce. Are they going to, some of this money's got to start going, what if this person doesn't produce again for the in a third year or a fourth year. So, yeah, I agree. Take care of who you can take care of. But then I still feel like they need some impact offensive weapons. Just, you know, just somebody that scares you. And then you're right. And then look at those guys that you drafted in 22, 23, 24. Am I going to be replacing these guys and not doing their fifth-year option? Am I going to end up replacing them, and is now a good time to do it?
Yeah, for a lot of people as well. They're sort of reloading the same gun. To a certain extent, that's correct. But what tells you it's a reload? They didn't trade one draft pick away.
Yep.
Because how many drafts you and I have done? And okay, we were just waiting for the trade either to move up or to get a couple picks to move up into one draft. This year, that wasn't the case. And to be honest, Mike, you know, we saw this last year. Look all the picks they had a year ago. Almost the same sort of situation. They see this coming, and I agree with you on this. For some of these guys, it's either smack or get off the pot. Either you produce or you can go somewhere else. I'm not going to play around with you if you always injured, if you know you can't hit the field. You're not doing me any good as a player if you constantly hurt. And I think there's some major decisions on this football team. I do agree with you. I think to bring in a big man receiver is something this team has to look at. And on the defensive side, the football, you're one injury away at cornerback from really scratching every inch on your body. That's another spot for me that I would take a long look to see if maybe I couldn't make a trade. Or, you know, because what's out there on the open market? People say, well, you got all kind of money now. Go in the free agent market. Hey, I hate to break it to you, but free agency is almost over with. They don't have a ton of talent out there with their hands up in the air. They got some, but there's a reason they're not signed as we're talking about this, you know, on May 10th.
You're right. And so maybe the trade route is a way to go because it was not a strong cornerback draft, deep depth-wise. And so even though they did pick one, you're right. I mean, we just saw how injuries ravaged this team, especially. There's never enough offensive linemen. Never.
Nope.
I don't care how many you get. Get them and put them on the practice squad. Do whatever you got to do because you're going to need depth there. And same thing on that defensive front. You know, we don't know. We know about the Brandon Staley defense, but we know and we don't know, right? Well, what it's going to look like. What kind of player is really going to, you know, what this, you know, eventual 3-4 is going to look like with the style of player. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. But we saw what injuries did to this team last year. And I was talking earlier on another station, and they were like, well, yeah, Spencer Rattler went in, but he had no Chris Olave, no Rashid Shaheed, no Taysom Hill, mostly no Alvin Kamara. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Injuries are tough.
Yeah, and Taysom out of the lineup for that long, too. You throw him into the mix with Kamara and your two starting receivers, and, you know, Juwan Johnson's coming off the injury, and then your offensive line just got ravaged across the board. Mike, hang tight. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk here on a Saturday, the Derek Carr retirement. You'll hear a lot more right here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on a special edition of Sports Talk, our Saturday edition. Derek Carr announced his retirement today officially, not only by Derek Carr, but also by the Saints. We have myself along with Charlie Long, Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes, Mike Hawes, Steve Geller.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Nowak at the Saints camp. They were going to be there to cover the rookie mini camp, and things have sort of blown up since. But we are expecting to hear from Saints head coach Kellen Moore at 12:55 today. So when he comes up to talk, we will have that here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike, I think one of the things that we got to take a look at is the salary cap implications here. His retirement, he is going to still get the $10 million, which really was a signing bonus post-date that they made the decision to keep him on the team. So he does keep that $10 million. The other $30 million that he was owed, that they don't have to pay him. Now, here's the bad news, because salary caps are salary caps, and you've kicked this can, and you went to the bank of Derek Carr a year ago for money to basically play in free agency. Same sort of thing this year. The salary cap hit for Derek Carr in dead money for 2025 will be $14.462 million. That's from SpotTrack, who does a great job covering this. And for 2026, it's $35.67 million. So as you and I were talking about extra money, part of the extra money here, you can lap over into next year to kind of pay a little bit of that kind of dead money hit down. So just because he's retired, we saw this year, really with Ryan Ramczyk. Really, Ryan, he really retired after the 2023 season, to be honest. You know, he didn't play last year at all. He sort of kept it going so it wouldn't be a direct shot with the team with some dead money hit. But now you're under the same sort of situation. So while you don't owe him cash money paid to him, that's still got to come off the books from the NFL. And so it'll be $14.462 million of dead money in 2025 and $35.67 million for 2026. That's coming from SpotTrack, who does a fantastic job covering. So there is some pluses to this because of the $30 million, and it kind of opens up money for you. Some of that money, I expect they'll probably try to re-sign a younger player on the team or two, go out, get a veteran, and also sort of pay down a little bit of that $35 million, which you get hit for in 2026.
Right. That's what I kind of feel, that the retirement, you know, this could have played out a bunch of different ways,
yep.
Right? It's May, right? But June 1st is around the corner. And had he stayed kind of, I'm not really sure, and we get, you know, he's on this roster, and you're paying him 40 this year. But then, as we talked about earlier, and he doesn't make it, he can't make it through, the shoulder's not well enough, your dead cap money next year was $69 million. So you'd have paid him the 40, 10 plus the 30, and your dead cap money next year was 69. So you're right. It's tough at 50, the 2025 and 26 cap hit from SportTrack at roughly $50 million for both years. But, man, it could have. Can you imagine the dead cap money at 69 next year and him sitting at home? His retirement is, you know, he's, you know how it is with Derek Carr. You either love him or you hate him. Ain't nobody sitting in the middle of that room.
Nope.
And but what this did, you know, he's been a pretty classy guy all the way through. I never understood what was going on with this shoulder situation. I was like, nobody demands a trade with a shoulder surgery at his age. So I never really kind of understood it. Now we know a lot more. And he was battling a serious career-ending injury. And whether to have surgery and come back to a team that really probably didn't 100% I don't say don't want him, but he wasn't their guy, right? Wasn't their guy.
Yeah, anytime I think you have a coaching change, unless you got a superstar quarterback, man, that's the first thing that head coach is looking at. Because you know what? You tag team partners with him. You get way too much credit when you win, and you get way too much blame when you lose. Now, people don't like to hear that, but, you know, Bob's always saying that here about, man, you know, I got way too much credit sometimes for winning, and I got way too much blame when we lost. But it's part of having that position and playing the quarterback spot. Jake DeLome told me this years ago. He said, Mike, once you make that decision that you're going to be a quarterback, now you don't know that when you make that decision, say in junior high school or in high school, you don't know that it's going to carry you this far. But once you get into college and into the pros, you take on that responsibility. And he said the normal individual has no idea that feeling. Now, you get paid a lot of money. Derek Carr's made $119 million in the NFL. You get paid a lot of money, but, man, you also, you, your family, you're catching a lot of heat sometimes for stuff that's really not necessarily you.
100% agree. And he came into a rough situation. Dennis Allen, 2022, his first year, rough. Fans based, not 100% sold on Dennis Allen. He brings in Carr for 23. They go 9-8. But I don't know. It just felt like it was a tough situation for Derek Carr to come into.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us, our first two segments. I know we're expecting Kellen Moore to be on with us at 12:55. We might get you back on a little bit later afterwards, but thanks so much in short notice and getting on with us and giving all the fans some explanation from your point of view on the Derek Carr spot.
You got it, my friend. I'm popping into the practice now, and we'll talk to you later on this afternoon with Kellen Moore.
Thanks so much. Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints.